Good evening. The meeting will come to order. We're going to be first taking up the remainder of the Health and Human Services bill that we haven't already previously adopted. There's a number of articles. We're also going to be dealing with the 340B issue that we suddenly learned about yesterday. After that, we have a number of other amendments, although we may have a short recess before we take them up. Let me immediately move on to having the authors of the Health and Human Services provision, the chairs, present the bill. We have Chair Dean, Chair Schumacher, Chair Benson on the Senate side, and Chair Abler, who should be here.
Chair Abler's birthday, so he wants to.
Oh, it's Chair Abler's birthday. My goodness. All right.
I don't think he's partying.
Well, if you could please take your seat at the stand.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, let's help. Right. I mean, I printed it.
Senator Benson, Chair Schumacher, Chair Dean, who would like to begin?
Mr. Chair, did you want us to take action on the 340B amendment from last night?
No.
What's your preference?
Senator Benson, I think what I'd like to do first is go through having you present the bill, and then we'll do the just a minute. Let me confer with Senator Rosen on that. We don't have the 340B amendments right here, so let's go forward and present the bill.
Okay, Mr. Chair, which article did you want to start with? And will Senator Rosen be moving the articles?
Well, actually, I think before we describe the article, I thought you should briefly talk about the bill.
We did adopt significant policy provisions. And I do not have a copy of the spreadsheet in front of me. Are we adopting the spreadsheet first? Okay. So the articles that we have in front of us are for health coverage, health care, and the health department. Starting with health coverage, we have House and Senate agreed upon position for mammography, facility fee disclosure, which was part of Senator Jensen's select committee this summer, carried by Senator Dreheim. Point of sale allowable cost also came out of that program, and the prescription drug repository, I believe, was a House position, and deals with leftover deals. It's a way of redistributing unused but packaged and safe drugs from long-term care facilities. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, was not synchronization of refills, another consumer-focused pharmacy provision. So if you have multiple prescriptions, they can be synchronized and save you trips to the pharmacy. Report on disparities in the small market, in the individual and small market health, in individual health insurance markets. This was a House provision, particularly the southeast part of Minnesota, seems to have disparities, and so we want to see what the causes of that would be.
Say, Senator Benson, I wasn't actually thinking of having you go through each of the articles in quite that way. I was thinking of more of a general overview that I know that yesterday the House and the Senate came to some conclusions in areas of like elder care for vulnerable adults, areas of opioids, DWRS. I think maybe if you could just highlight those three provisions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'm going to let Representative Keel talk about elder care, and then Senator Rosen is the lead on opioids, and so if she could address that, and Representative Baker, I believe, is here as well. He could walk through some of those provisions if Chair Dean is open to that. And then with regard to DWRS, we'll do that last.
Okay. Well, Representative Keel, do you want to briefly talk about elder care?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Yes. I'll just go through the new things that were added. We agreed in conference committee to add the electronic monitoring and a robust to deal with the request of monitoring, and then also added termination of lease and services related to the appeal rates, and then also funded some of the website improvements, which seemed to be a real challenge between the nursing homes, the facilities in general, and the OHFC itself. Also, I point out that that was an OLA report recommendation. And then also added a task force for crimes that were against vulnerable adults so that we can evaluate the laws and make sure that those things are addressed. It came to light at least in the House, in the Aging Committee, that law enforcement sometimes couldn't deal with a crime because they were either called too late or we don't have the rules in place, so we're hoping to reevaluate that. And with that, I don't know if you have any questions.
All right. Chair Dean, perhaps you or Chair Schumacher or Senator Benson, if she wishes, could talk about DWRS.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Schumacher. On the DWRS provisions, we've had the objective of making sure that that fund was held harmless through next year, and so we were able to get that. We were able to maintain the 7% reduction that was going to be made there, and made sure that our federal language would go in and be a part starting January 1st of 2019. From January 1st of 2019 to June 30th of 2019, we'll have a competitive workforce factor at the 8.35%, which is what was needed in order to maintain that 7% level to ward off that cut. And then after July 1st of 2019, that competitive workforce factor is reduced down to 4.55% and maintained at that point after that. We were able to adopt the House position on the employee benefit reporting language. The inflationary adjustment language has been moved from 5 years to 2 years, which was also a House position. And there is a 1% increase on the competitive workforce factor adjustment in 2022, so that keeps going there.
Thank you. Finally, on the area of opioids, I think I saw Representative Baker somewhere in the audience. If Representative Baker would come forward, and also Senator Rosen, both of them have worked a great deal on this important issue. Representative Baker, welcome to the Supplemental Finance Committee.
Thank you.
Can't hardly see you there. Maybe you could slide over.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm good.
And if you could just briefly kind of give us an update on what's in the bill and why you think it will help us deal with this important problem, and then I'll also recognize Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think, again, I really appreciate the work from so many people on trying to get this horrible epidemic some real support. And so that's the kind of thing we're trying to focus on. And I can't thank my good friend, Senator Julie Rosen, on this. And so this has been a really difficult lift. And so we're pulling together some pretty good things. It's going to do some great things. So I'll give you a rundown real quick of what was decided on from our HHS team. We're improving the PMP mandate, actually improving the PMP product, so doctors and providers can see a lot quicker how we can more quickly access a substance abuse issue with patients that are coming in. We are providing, it looks like, a little bit of a mandatory requirement for emergency room and urgent care providers. We're going to do some chemical dependency rate improvements. treatment centers really need some more help, this is a great increase. The opioid epidemic response account is created. That way we've got an account set up so when we continue to work on getting folks to step up to the table and help us with this horrible epidemic, we're going to have an account created take in those monies and have our team help the commissioner choose where that money is going to be going. We have $2 million set aside for opioid abuse prevention pilots. Again, we call those the Morrison County and the ECHO projects. We've got quantity and limits of opioids, seven-day scripts. That'll be helping the community paramedic program. If somebody overdoses in an ER room, we've got a team that's going to go back out and try to give them some help, which we don't have now, and this has been a great pilot project from North Memorial. A couple other things in here, too, that are very good. Opioid overdose reduction pilot project for $1 million. We have a repository. So those are just kind of the highlights, Mr. Chair. And, again, I'll see if I missed anything from Chair Rosen. But those are good highlights. It's going to help a lot of people. I thank you very much for that attention to this matter.
Thank you, Representative Baker. Senator Rosen.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And, of course, Representative Baker, you are a champion, and I so appreciate working with you and so many others on this issue. And I have been very involved in this issue for the last couple of years, as you have too. But, of course, we come at from it with different purposes. And I do think this is a good bill. I am... I'm encouraged by the state responsibility that is reflected in this bill, but I do feel there was a significant compromise from the Senate on our position, and I want to state that for the record. I do feel that this issue needs to be addressed in a continuum of issues, and we are missing a very important piece of that, and that is the pharmaceuticals companies, the manufacturers, and the distributors, and they are the ones that are out in the halls, hanging around, and we were not successful in making them part of the recovery of the state. And we've addressed the providers, the prescribers, prescribing habits in this bill. We've addressed treatment and prevention, aftercare in this bill. We've addressed, hopefully, user's habit and addressed the chronic and acute pain. But a significant factor is missing from this bill, and I just want to state that. But it is a compromise. I look forward to continuing to work on this, and I do want to thank the governor for being very supportive, too, for addressing this issue also.
Thank you, Senator Rosen. At this time, I'd like to recognize Mr. Albrecht to give us a high-level review of the spreadsheet. Mr. Albrecht.
Mr. Chair and members, on line 6, on page 1, on line 6 of the spreadsheet is the general fund spending. The target for the conference committee was $18 million and $30 million, and you can see those amounts in the columns on the right-hand side of the page. The change items that were agreed to begin on line 124. And, Mr. Chair, there have been some changes made throughout the day today, and so I will be sure to point out where those things happen, and then there's an amendment that will be put on to the appropriations article that reflect the revisions that have been made throughout the day. This first item is one of them that has been revised. The total amounts are the same, but the way the money is distributed has been corrected. So on line 124 is the Department of Human Services side of the elderly care or vulnerable adults changes. On line 149 is the Senate's position on American Indian Child Welfare Initiatives. On line 153 is a revision of the House position for community action grants. Also on line 157 is a revised amount for the House's mobile food shelf grants. On page 4, on line 161, is a revised amount for the House's Project Legacy. Further down on that page, on line 192, is the House position on the Rare Disease Advisory Council. That's a transfer to the University of Minnesota. On line 196 is the OLA study of health insurance rate disparities. That's a House position. Also on line 200 is a House position for Serve Minnesota, a revised amount. On page 5, on line 210 is the House child support changes. On line 221 is the House Live Well at Home Grants position. On line 226 is the House Opioid Awareness Grant, a revised amount. On line 231 is the, with the wrong name on it, Opioid Epidemic Response Grants that Representative Baker mentioned. On line 236 is a new provision in the conference committee as part of the opioid agreement. This is a chemical dependency provider rate increase. It's a 1.7% increase, and over 3 years spends approximately $10 million. Line 241 is the House's Childhood Trauma-Informed Policy Task Force. Line 246 was a governor's proposal relating to the Chemical Dependency Treatment Fund. Mr. Chair, on page 6, on line 237, this is one of the 340B proposals. This is the compliance one, the budget neutral compliance provision. And then on line 286 is the mitigation portion of the 340B proposals. So that's the one that is the $1.5 million. On line 275 is a revised DWRS proposal. This is more than the Senate position and less than a House position. It represents a revised competitive workforce factor and also a one-time increase in fiscal year 22, I think. An additional 1% increase onto the workforce factor. Line 282 is the electronic visit verification proposal. Moving on to page 7, on line 302 is the non-emergency medical transportation proposal. On line 317 is the House's ICFDD rate increase. On line 329 is the telemedicine proposal that was in both the House and the Senate. On line 334 is the Senate's doula rate increase. On line 339 is the House's third-party liability modifications. On line 343 is the House's modifications to the state-operated services discharge plans. On line 358 on page 8 is a revised amount for the House position on children's residential treatment facilities. The amount is different because while the conference committee was meeting, the Department of Human Services was able to got a notice from the federal government and was able to more precisely determine the amount, the number of facilities that would be affected, and therefore it was a smaller number of facilities and therefore a lesser amount needed to do that proposal. Line 374 is the $14 million transfer from the Systems Fund to the General Fund. Line 379 is the transfer from the Direct Care and Treatment Special Health Care Receipts Account to the General Fund. Line 389 is a revised amount in the amendment. It will be $2,224,000. And now might be a good time to say that there is a new proposal in that over 3 years spends $224,000. It's a proposal to eliminate the county's share for officer-involved community-based care coordination. Mr. Chair, on the top of page 9 is a transfer between the general fund and the health care access fund. It has zero impact on the health care fund over the two biennia, but it does transfer money in both 2019 and 22 to balance out the appropriations in those two biennia. And in the amendment, that amount is revised to $1,211,000. Mr. Berg?
And Mr. Chair?
Mr. Berg?
I'll continue with the health department and the boards. Starting on line 423 is the first item at the health department. This is the health department's portion of the vulnerable adults and elder abuse and long-term care settings item. Moving down to line 443 is an item that both houses had on rulemaking for low-dose X-ray security systems. On line 448 is a modification of the wells and borings statute for exploratory borings. On line 452 is an item both houses had on an additional change to the wells and borings statute. On line 467 is part of the opioid package. This is the Senate and House also had the funding for the Accountable Community for Health Opioid Abuse Prevention Pilot Project that is already has been funded previously and is getting additional funding here. On line 471 is the Senate's version of the statewide tobacco cessation program, which pays for it with funds in the SHIP program, previously appropriated in the SHIP program. On line 491 is the House's item for a mental health parity working group. On line 495 is the House item, which is a TAP program, grant for outreach for disabled communities. On line 499 is the community paramedic projects for reduction of opioid overdose. Both houses have this. It's the way the admin has handled. It's at the House's number without the admin. And on line 520 is the one-time funding for the suicide prevention hotline. And the on line 523 is a changed amount for the House's biomedical partnership item. Moving on to the health boards, at the Board of Dentistry on line 535, there are two items, one of which is the establishment of an emeritus licensure, and there's also a portion of the Representative Dean's bill that deals with continuing education requirements for opioid prescribers. Moving down to line 566 at the Board of Nursing is also the item dealing with continuing education for opioid prescribers with nursing. And on line 576 is the same item at the Board of Optometry, continuing ed requirements. At the Board of Pharmacy, there you see a somewhat different number from both. Representative Baker had referred, I believe it was, to line 589, which is the migration of the PMP to a new IT platform, and also that number includes operational costs for it. And also just above that is the House's drug repository program, which will sunset beyond the end of the sheet in 2022. And then going to the end of the boards at the on line 599 at the Board of Podiatric Medicine, there's the same continuing education requirement for opioid prescribers. And on line 660 is the Senate's Healthcare Commission at the LCC.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Berg and Mr. Ulbrich. We had one request to testify from Commissioner Malcolm. Is Commissioner Malcolm in the audience? Representative Garofalo, while Commissioner Malcolm's coming forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It seems like because it's Friday evening, I think the cooling system may have been turned off in this room. Do we have someone working on that right now? Or?
Mr. Kennedy informs me there is someone working on it.
Thank you.
All right. Commissioner Malcolm, welcome back to the Supplemental Finance Conference Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Jan Malcolm, Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Health. Just a few comments on the HHS spending package overall. Certainly appreciate the very hard work that you have in this committee, and there are some good things in here to be sure. However, would need to comment just on the number of opportunities we're not taking in this bill to fund important prevention approaches, and I hope in a future year that we can convince you that prevention spending is some of the most effective spending you can do. So the zeros on the page for some of those initiatives, I think, will have a long-term repercussion. Specifically, I'd like to mention our concern about the funding of the tobacco cessation quit line, specifically out-of-ship funds. This is an unfortunate thing to fund cessation services, very important, but at the cost of prevention, which I think will be ultimately self-defeating. And then, of course, there's the question of the long-term sustainability of that SHIP funding tied to the Healthcare Access Fund. On the opioid package, I just would like to reinforce what Representative Baker and Senator Rosen both said about the need to keep working on this issue. We released some preliminary data just last week, and it's preliminary. The numbers, unfortunately, likely to continue going up. We will have seen at least another 400 Minnesotans this year die from opioid-related deaths. There are some good things you're doing in this package, but I think the size of this public health epidemic really cries out for a more robust approach. I'm concerned at the lack of funding directed to some of the communities who are specifically the hardest hit and lack of significant community-based prevention activities. And then very importantly, on the vulnerable adult and elder care package, we appreciate that significant progress has been made by the committee, and we're gratified to see progress. From the governor's perspective, he continues to feel this needs to be a standalone bill. Substantively, we think there are further improvements that would need to be made in the language that we've just seen this afternoon. We're still going through it. It's quite complex, and the details matter. So we are eager to keep talking about that provision, do appreciate the progress, but just would reiterate the governor's strong concern that this be more robust and include a definitive path to assisted living licensure and some stronger immediate protections for residents and families in the near term, and hope we can keep working on that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner. Well, that, members, I think we're going to go toward the articles. So, Senator Rosen, I think we're going to take up Article 22 first. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have Article 22 before you. It's the, and 340B is in this article. It's the A18-0991 article. We did have amendments that were passed out last night that addressed this article to 4340B. And the you probably don't have those amendments before you, but one of them was the covered outpatient drug rule, which is not found on page 24 for 340B. And also the budget neutral and how we pay for the drug and dispense the drugs is found on page 16 of this article. And the bridge funding for the hospitals for the enhanced payment rate, and Mr. Chair, I just need to find out if those dates are right. That's found on page 8. They should be January 1st to 2019.
If I see January 1st, 2019, on a line.
Right. Okay, super. With that, Mr. Chair, I would like to move Article 22, the A18-0991 article.
Okay, Senator Rosen moves the A18-0991 language, Article 22. This does, as she mentioned, contain amendments to deal with the 340B issue that we had a hearing on last night that we just have heard about in the last couple days. There is $1.5 million, as she mentioned, of additional funding in here to provide a bridge to these hospitals with high-cost drugs. There is a repealer. She moves sections 1 through 23. Can staff tell us about the repealer in section 23?
Mr. Chair and members, this repeals the preferred provider program for the incontinence products.
Thank you, Ms. Kavanagh. Is there any discussion to the Rosen motion? Senators, representatives, Chair Dean.
Mr. Chair and members, Senator Rosen is correct. The three provisions that were offered as amendments do appear in the section, and that the dates that Senator Rosen said are correct within the piece.
Senator Abler, did you have something too? Oh, okay. All right. All right. Any other discussion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Rosen renews her motion to adopt the A18-0991 language, sections 1 through 23. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The language is adopted. And we had Acting Commissioner Johnson just requested to address the committee, I guess, on a subject related to that. So, Mr. Johnson, if you could come forward. And you had said you wanted to address us after the amendment was adopted, was the note I got, right?
Mr. Chair, I think it was after you adopted something. I was actually just going to give comments on the bill, similar to what Commissioner Malcolm did.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll go ahead then.
I don't know if we didn't communicate that ahead of time. I apologize. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chuck Johnson. I serve as Acting Commissioner of the Department of Human Services. And thanks for the opportunity to be here. I know there's been a lot of work that's gone into this bill. There are many things in this bill that we do like and appreciate the work that's been done on them, extending the state-only funding for the child residential treatment, the IMD issue. NEMT, as I mentioned the other day, non-emergency medical transportation, an issue that was in the governor's budget. There is still the one issue there with the enrollment of individual drivers that we think is a critical piece of this that we'd like to see taken care of as well. Electronic visit verification, also an important piece. And we're very pleased the school-linked mental health grants are in here. I know they're in the education part of the bill, but we think that's really critical. And seeing today's event, we have another 7,500 kids we'll be able to serve with that money going forward. We're also pleased that the American Indian Child Welfare funding is in here for Red Lake Nation and the Mille Lacs Band. That's a project that they've been working on, we've been working on with them. We think it's critical that we get those tribes in a position to be able to provide those services to people in their communities. As regarding the disability waiver rate setting system, the governor doesn't have a position on this. There are a couple of issues that I'd like to raise. One is that the bill, as we understand it, does not include the regional variance factor. We think that's important. There are different labor markets across Minnesota. We think it's important to have that as part of the rate setting. And there's also the competitive workforce factor should be done on a rolling basis. I think this may be, have been talked about, it might be being addressed. I'm not positive. In terms of the administration for counties, that's a really critical piece. And then finally, we think it's really important that the increased rates that go with DWRS for the competitive workforce factor are used for wages and benefits for workers. That's what the purpose of this is about, and we think it's important to direct the funds in that place. As regards the opioids, Commissioner Malcolm addressed this, and certainly Senator Rosen addressed it as well. We're concerned that this package isn't as robust as it needs to be to really address this crisis. The governor had $12 million that was a really balanced approach across opioids for prevention, for treatment, for law enforcement. And this package is dramatically smaller than that, and a lot of it is one-time funding, which doesn't provide any real sustainability. We're also concerned that the pharmaceutical companies are not being held accountable here, as I mentioned the other night. This is going to come up from the taxpayers. The taxpayers have already paid a lot for this crisis in treatment and child protection in health care. We need to hold those accountable who have actually created this problem. There is also a rate increase in here. We understand the value of having rate increases for providers. It creates more access and stability for them. But it's not targeted in a way that really helps with opioids. It's not targeted to medication-assisted therapy or to opioid treatment programs specifically, which we think would be a better way to try to address that for the purposes of tackling the opioids crisis. And then finally, there's nothing in here that directs money particularly to communities of color or to tribal communities, which have been much harder hit by this crisis than the rest of Minnesota, and we think that needs to be a part of the package. Commissioner Malcolm addressed the vulnerable adult protections. I won't go into that in detail. We are pleased that the bill includes the funding for the MARC as well as for the Ombudsman for Long-Term Care. We think those are kind of foundational pieces for whatever we do with the elder abuse. And we think that will be helpful going forward. There are a number of provisions we're concerned about. Most of these I have shared with the committees at one time or another. The transfer out of the systems fund of $14 million. These are funds that we transferred into a systems fund, particularly to support our direct care and treatment electronic health record. We had the authority to transfer those dollars, and we believe that that's an appropriate use for those funds to really help us move our direct care and treatment into the 21st century with electronic health record. This bill also includes the prohibition from implementing the Minnesota Care buy-in proposal. That's one of the governor's key proposals for this year. I understand it's not been terribly popular with the legislature, but we think it would really help in terms of stabilizing the individual market, providing people in the individual market with a more cost-affordable and accessible option for health care. Minnesota Care premium reconciliation, as I mentioned the other night, we're concerned about that provision. We have made the decision not to reconcile the premiums. We believe going forward in that direction will not only be costly, but also won't result in actually getting a lot back because of the difficulty of reconciling the premiums given the data problems in the system during that time period. Premiums were fixed in 2016 and have been correct going forward since that time. This bill also includes a vendor verification for SNAP, child care assistance, MFIP, and medical assistance. We have opposed that in the past. We don't think bringing in a vendor is a good way to try to manage or audit eligibility. I'd also remind the committee that last year you provided, I think it was 2 to 3 FTEs worth of money, I'm not sure exactly, to the Office of the Legislative Auditor to do audits, targeted audits of healthcare eligibility at DHS, and they've actually been on site with us. We had a entrance conference with them a few weeks ago. And so they're already at that work, and there already is another layer there to go on top of the work that we do within our own agency. This bill does not allow us to do rulemaking for the child care program. We think that that's really limiting executive branch authority, and we should have the right to make rules under laws with child care licensing. The bill repeals the incontinent supply bulk purchasing that was passed last year. We don't have a particular issue if you want to repeal that, but it actually isn't paid for in the spreadsheet. And our concern is that it should be paid for if you are going to repeal it. And finally, I just mentioned that when we talk about the concerns in the bill and things we like in the bill, I just want to also remind you of the things that the governor had as priorities this year that are not in the bill. As I mentioned before, the Minnesota Care buy-in being his top priority in health care that is not part of this bill, as well as repealing the sunset of the provider tax. Without the provider tax going forward, we're going to have a big budget issue next year that we're going to see for the first time in the November forecast when we extend that forecast out another biennium and see the impact of losing that revenue to our healthcare programs. We think it's important in order to maintain that revenue in order to be able to sustain what we need in providing healthcare to Minnesotans. And then also the funding for personal care attendants. The governor had a small rate increase in there. I think it was 1.67% for personal care attendants. We continue to hear about the crisis that people with disabilities are experiencing, inability to get out of bed in the morning, to get to work when they need to get to work because they can't find people. We need to continue to invest in the PCAs to build that workforce to support people with disabilities. So thanks for the opportunity, Mr. Chair, to share those comments tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. All right, Senator Rosen, perhaps we should go on to Article 23.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move Article 23. We're working off the amendment A18-0988, sections 1 through 57. And, Mr. Chair, there's two repealers in the back.
And, Mr. Chair?
Senator Benson?
I do have an amendment. How would you like to approach amendments?
I guess, Senator Benson, you have an amendment to this article?
It is drafted to Article 23, Health Department.
All right. Well, I guess I don't have it here. Perhaps it can be passed out.
Mr. Chair, would you like me to describe the amendment?
Let's see. Senator Benson moves the A237 amendment. Yeah, I'm familiar with the amendment now, Senator Benson. We had talked about this earlier. Yes, Senator Benson, why don't you describe the amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There's been a lot of conversation around the Capitol about the Minnesota Health Records Act and its disparities with HIPAA and how it makes electronic health records interoperability difficult and care coordination challenging. We did not move modifications to the Minnesota Health Records Act this year. However, we do have a Legislative Commission on Data Practices and Personal Data Privacy. And with this language, we are requesting that they commit to study and build recommendations for the legislature so that we can improve patient experience, protect the privacy of Minnesota citizens, and where possible, effectuate savings in the electronic health record system. And so, Mr. Chair, I would like to have the amendment moved and adopted.
Okay. I would support the amendment and encourage my House members to do so. Is there any other discussion to the A237 amendment? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of the A237 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion to avail the A237 amendment to A18-0988 language is adopted. Senator Rosen, I think you had moved the language, and we had a repealer, Section 57, that we had a couple of repealers that we needed to have described. Could someone describe them?
Mr. Chair and members, the repealer in paragraph A repeals obsolete provisions for tuberculosis prevention and control and transition to a new licensing structure for home care providers. And paragraph B repeals requirements for supervision for body artists.
Thank you, Ms. Clarkquist. Is there discussion to the Rosen motion to adopt Article 23, the language in A18-0988? Any discussion? Seeing none, Senator Rosen renews her motion to adopt Article 3, Sections 1 through 57, the A18-0988 language as amended.
What's that?
23. Section 23. Yeah.
Article.
Article 23, Sections 1 through 57.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Rosen.
I would just like to mention this date, 05-18-18 at 12:13 p.m., please.
All right. Seeing no further discussion, all in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The language is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm working off Article 1 for health care coverage, and it's 05-18-18, and it's the A18-0992 amendment, sections 1 through 2. They're on page, 1.6 through 19.1. And there is a repealer, one repealer at the end, Mr. Chair.
And which staff person would like to take the repealer? Mr. Chun?
Sure. Mr. Chair and members, the first repealer repeals an exemption from loss ratios for short-term coverage. The second repealer, 151.55, repeals an existing cancer drug repository program.
Thank you, Mr. Chun. All right, is there discussion to the Rosen motion to adopt the A18-0992 language listed as Article 1, Sections 1 through 12? Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen language is adopted. Now we need some more articles passed out. They are coming. Okay, I guess while they're coming, maybe we should, we could go to adopt the spreadsheet. Senator Rosen, could I have a motion to adopt the spreadsheet while we're waiting for
thank
the
you.
Other articles?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair.
I guess we're going to hold on the spreadsheet for the moment because we've got the other articles coming right now. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move the Article 25, Health-Related Licensing Boards, from 05-18-2018, and it's the Amendment A18-0983, from page 1, line 6, to 38.5, Mr. Chair, Section 51, and there are two repealers at the end.
All right. Could staff tell us about those two repealers? Who would like to take those?
Mr. Chair, the repealers repeal a section related to background studies, related to planning for health board background studies, and the other repealer repeals rules related to the birth month renewal changes for the allied health professions.
Okay, thank you. Is there any discussion to the A18-0983 amendment? Senator Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a question, and maybe I've missed it. We've gone through it, but in which one of the articles is the opioid language?
We have a number of articles that are still coming. It is Article 26, the next one coming up after this.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Other discussion to the Rosen motion? See no discussion. All in favor of adopting the A18-0983 language, Article 25, Health-Related Licensing Boards, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. The language is adopted. Senator Rosen. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have Article 26. It's the opioids and prescription drugs. We're working off the 05-18-2018, time 11:03 a.m., and it's the A18-0989 amendment, starting on page 1, line 6, to 12.33.
Senator Rosen moves the A18-0989 amendment, Article 26, opioids and prescription drugs. Is there a discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am going to be making an amendment to this tonight to include the opioid council. That is the council that will be in charge of the grants that are provided from either the state or the federal funding.
All right. And we'll take up that amendment at a later time once it's available. Is there other discussion to the Rosen motion? Senator Newman.
Mr. Chair, Senator Rosen, I just had a chance to just flip through Article 26, and this doesn't look at all like the bill that left the Senate. I don't see anything in here at all that even addresses the responsibility of the manufacturers or the distributors. And I guess I'm looking for an explanation. It really doesn't look as much like a compromise as it does an evisceration. And can you address for us what happened, what's the logic, why should we support this?
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Senator Newman. It is, this is a very difficult compromise. And I do, even though I do think this is a start and it is something that will bend the curve somewhat, it's certainly not anywhere near the Senate's position. And it was a tremendous compromise on our part. But I do think there are some very good things in here that will make a difference. And I think there was one omission, and that was the council that will be reviewing how the money is spent, where it goes. That is important. But, yes, we are definitely missing the primary funding source, which is the licensing fee. And I do still feel that the pressures from outside this room or inside this room, actually, right now, swayed the compromise to the fact that we're just going to go with general fund money.
Mr. Chairman.
And I'm terribly disappointed.
Senator Newman.
Senator Rosen, can you give us an idea how much money is involved in Article 26 to fight the opioid crisis? What were we left with? And just bear in mind, I've just barely been able to look at it. So how much money do we have left out of the original Senate version to fight the opioid crisis?
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Senator Newman, we had $20 million in the Senate version. Of course, $10 million was for out-of-home placement costs, which we gave up on, which I still think is very important. And especially, I feel important, because there is a federal grant coming that would have been a match for those dollars. So we would have been able to match those federal funds for out-of-home placement costs. But that's not part of this. So we focused the funds in this spreadsheet on the opioid pilot project, the very successful ECHO program up in in Morrison County. That's been very successful. That was $2 million. The county community paramedics, was $1 million. There was a rate increase for our CD providers that was extremely important for Representative Baker, a 1.7% increase. That was almost $10 million. And then there is three extra BCA agent or scientists, drug agents or scientists, for $384,000 a year, and then $200,000 for MMB to implement the results first, which will be basically the pay-for-performance model of whether these treatment programs are working and if we are bending the curve in this opioid epidemic. And then we also set up a grant, an account for these grants. We spent a total of $16 million. Oh, excuse me. There's a loan forgiveness for alcohol and drug counselors at $1 million a year, and we spent a total of $16 million over 3 years out of the general fund.
Senator Newman,
and your last comment, instead of collecting the money from the manufacturers and distributors, this money is all coming out of the general fund. Is that correct, Senator Rosen?
Oh, I see. Sorry. Okay. I misspoke, Mr. Chair and Senator Newman. There is not the loan forgiveness for alcohol and drug counselors, which would have been $3 million. We decided to put that into the rate increase for our treatment providers. But, yes, Senator Newman, it all came out of general fund, and it just is very disheartening. And, frankly, I don't think the governor is going to like this at all.
Members, we have the A-248 amendment that has come before us. And is this an amendment of yours, Senator Rosen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No, it is an amendment for Representative Baker, if you would like to come up. And I will move the A-248 amendment, please.
Representative Baker, if you could come forward. Senator Rosen moves the A-248 amendment. Representative Baker, could you describe the amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. What this is a technical correction that we missed. It was in the 1440 bills that moved through the House this year. It's correcting a issue that was part of the reform bill last year with our substance abuse program and reform. This really kind of identifies the Rule 25 assessor in rural Minnesota especially, where they are now moving towards an alcohol and chemical dependency specialist to have part of this process. And it gives the folks that are now doing Rural 25s at our county levels to be able to do these for the next two, 3 years, I think up through year 2020. If they have the experience, they can continue to do this as of July 1st of this year. And it's a very important component to help rural treatment centers and the assessor for this. So it doesn't cost any money, but it's an important part for the treatment centers in rural settings. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Baker. Any discussion to the A-248 amendment? See no discussion. All in favor of the A-248 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The A-248 amendment is adopted. Now we have the A-18-0989 amendment as amended before us. Is there other discussion to that amendment? See no discussion. All in favor of the A-18-0989 amendment as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. Next, Senator Rosen, the A-147 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move the Article 27, Elder Care and Vulnerable Adult Protections article. It's labeled 05-18 of 2018 at 10:35 a.m. It's the S-3656-A-147, and it starts on page 1, line 6, and goes to 57.16, and, Mr. Chair, there seems to be a repealer in this.
Senator Rosen moves the A-147 amendment, Article 27, Elder Care and Vulnerable Adult Protections. There is a repealer in Section 61. Let's see, which staff member would like to take this repealer?
Mr. Chair, members, this repealer repeals some language in the home care licensing statutes related to advertising by home care providers. The language then is being replaced in the bill by language related to deceptive marketing practices. And that language, if you want to look it up, is on page 27 and on pages 15 to 16.
Thank you, Mr. Monahan. Discussion to the A-147 amendment. Is there any discussion? Senator Rosen.
Thank you. Mr. Albrecht, could you please give us a rundown on what we are spending on this bill, please?
Senator Rosen, on this particular article?
Yes, on this particular article, excuse me.
Okay, Mr. Albrecht, could you tell us the spending amount for the A-147 amendment?
Mr. Chair, Senator Rosen, on line 124 of the spreadsheet is $5.3 million over 3 years. And on page 9 on line 423 is $5.2 million, so 10.5.
Thank you.
Any other discussion to the A-147 amendment? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of the A-147 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The A-147 amendment is adopted. And we have the next
Mr. Chair.
Coming out, Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move the Article 28, the Children and Families Licensing. Everybody has that. It is labeled 05-18-2018 at 3:06 a.m. Amendment number A-18-0984, starting on page 1.6 and going through 25.10.
Senator Rosen moves the A-18-0984 language. I see there isn't the repealer here. Is there discussion to this amendment, Article 28, Children's and Families Licensing? Senator Abler.
Well, Mr. Chair, thank you. And just to highlight one section, Section 25 on page 21, this Department of Investigation, Compliance, and Eligibility, and I do want to thank the departments for their help on this. This is a plan to make a real difference. And in sometimes structure really does matter in terms of where how successful a certain element of an agency is. And just given all the discussions of the past week, it's the consensus of many people that we really want to pay attention to fraud. And no one means for it, so without impugning anybody working anywhere, simply looking at how to make it structured more tightly and focused is what the point of this is. And I've been thinking about this for actually quite some years, but particularly lately with DHS coming to the aid of the Department of Health and their overlapping, it's already almost halfway done. And so when this is a plan for a plan. And the two departments got together and found some language that they found to be satisfactory to help accomplish this. And so they'll come back with a plan next year. There'll be a legislative process about it. And there'll be assuming it's the new governor is favorable to it, this would advance. And I think a lot of times the public doesn't know who do I complain to, who do I report something. Legislators don't know where to make a comment to, and I think this will be really productive. So DHS can focus on services and Department of Health can focus on health. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Other discussion. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Senator Abler and Senator Benson, but Senator Abler, I specifically would like to thank you for your work on this. This is a tough area. I know the Senate has been focusing much of their attention to child care licensing. It's a critical issue we have facing all of the state, but especially out in greater Minnesota. And I do want to thank you, too, for the MFIP for the homeless. Section 11, I want to thank you again for that. But this is a very important piece. We have a lot of work to do in this area.
Any other discussion? Senator Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to make a comment on page 23. There's a provision in there that indicates the commissioner cannot adopt rules, or I should say a limitation on adopting rules. And I just wanted to compliment the authors and respond to the comment by the deputy registrar when he indicated that this hampers the right of the agency to make rules. And I just wanted to remind the commissioner that agencies do not have a right to make rules. They are granted that authority by the legislature, and the legislature has every right in the world to include Section 27 in this bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Abler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And to this section, we thought there was an agreement on this section about focusing only on licensing issues and not on rates. And so this made it to the list. And I don't know if it's the old versions on the list, but we agree that it's useful to have those licensing changes go to the legislature. So thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, Senator Rosen renews her motion to adopt the A18-0984 amendment. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The A18-0984 amendment is adopted. Next, Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have the Article 29, the A18-0985, dated on 05-18-2018. It's Article 29, State Operated Services and Chemical Mental Health.
Senator Rosen moves the A18-0985 amendment, Article 29, State Operated Services, Chemical and Mental Health. Is there discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Senator Rosen.
I do have an amendment to this, please.
Okay, if you could pass out that amendment. Okay, the amendment, I guess, is being passed out. Okay, Senator Rosen moves the A256 amendment. Senator Rosen, could you speak to the amendment, and then I'll ask Representative Dean to comment on it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is basically an amendment that I think the language was adopted, but the money didn't travel with it. It's the Yellow Line project out of Blue Earth County, and it's a diversionary project for people who have offended but need to be assessed for mental health. And they have found that it's been very successful. We actually passed the language back in 2017 for this in-reach kind of care coordination for these people. And now we are basically eliminating the county share for the officer-based care coordination. There is a fiscal note of $7,000 for 2019, and for 2021, it is $217,000.
The other discussion. Senator Rosen had previously talked to me about it, and I thought based on what I knew it was okay, but Representative Dean, can you speak to it?
Mr. Chair and members, I think the advocates were working with the Senate on this side. I'm aware of the program. I'm not aware of the where we're going to pick that up in the spreadsheet. So if somebody could alert us to that would be great.
Senator Benson or Abler, do you wish to speak to that? Senator Benson?
Mr. Chair, I do believe they reached out to the Senate, and it was my understanding that there had been a reconciliation on the spreadsheet. Perhaps Mr. Albrecht, it appears that we are going to make an adjustment on line, 300. I can't read this. It's been too many late nights, Mr. Chair. Mr. Albrecht, will you help me?
Mr. Chair, when I was going through this spreadsheet, I pointed out on page 8 the transfer from the long-term care options project account, which was $2 million, will become $2,224,000 with the technical amendment.
Okay, so there would be, and that technical amendment, Mr. Albrecht, was which amendment?
Mr. Chair, it hasn't been adopted yet.
Okay, but we are going, that amendment is coming then.
Mr. Chair, yes.
All right. Okay, well, I guess I would speak for this. If for some reason an amendment wasn't adopted, we'd have to go back and revisit it. But I guess if we have that coming, we can do this now since this article is before us. Other discussion? All in favor of the A-256 amendment, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The A-256 amendment is adopted. Now we have the full article as amended before us, the A-18-0985 amendment as amended. Is there discussion to that amendment? See no discussion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. The amendment as amended is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have Article 30, the Community Supports and Continuing Care article. It's A-18-0986 on 05-18-2018 at 11:03 a.m. And it goes from page 1.6 to section 47 on page 67.2, and there is one repealer.
All right. Senator Rosen moves the A-18-0986 amendment, Article 3, Community Supports and Continuing Care. Which of the staff members would like to explain the repealer? Yes.
Mr. Chair and members, the repealer repeals a section related to PCA-mandated service verification, and this is being replaced by the electronic visit verification in this article.
All right. Is there any discussion to the amendment? Representative Ruffalo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to state my objection to highlighting the repealers. It makes it very hard for me to sneak anything into these bills going forward. So.
Representative Ruffalo, that's why we are highlighting the repealers.
That's pretty funny.
Other discussion? See no discussion. All in favor of the A-18-0986 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The A-18-0986 amendment is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have Article 31 before you, which we have already adopted, and there are no changes to this article. So we don't.
We previously adopted this,
right.
Did we not? All
yes.
Right. Okay, that was previously adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have Article 32, members, before you. It is the appropriations article. Again, it's A-18-0993, and it's dated on 05-18-2018 at 1:04 p.m. Starts from Section 1, page 1, line 6, to 20.14. And, Mr. Chair, there is a technical amendment to this article.
All right. And has that technical amendment been passed out?
It's the A-255 amendment.
All right. We don't have that on this side, or at least I don't think I have it yet.
You do not.
All right. If we can pass out the amendment so that all the House members have it. All right, we have the A-255 amendment to the amendment. Senator Rosen moves the A-255 amendment to the amendment.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to, there is an oral amendment that is needed to the A-255 amendment. If I could have you call on Mr. Ulbrich.
Okay, well, Senator Rosen, first of all, I think we need to adopt the A-255 amendment since we are dealing with an amendment to an amendment already. I'm wondering first, however, if we could have Mr. Albrecht, describe A255. Oh, Mr. Bonner. Okay. Could you describe the A255 amendment to the amendment?
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. I think the staff got ahead of themselves a bit. If you want to let Mr. Albrecht describe the amendment, then I can help with the suggested oral amendment that he has for it.
All right. Mr. Albrecht, could you talk about the A255?
Mr. Chair, throughout the day today, we worked with the state agencies on the coding on the spreadsheet and also to incorporate the amendment that Senator Rosen just described relating to the Yellow Line project. And so this amendment reflects the changes in the amounts of the appropriations between the various budget activities within the Department of Human Services and the Department of Health, and a couple of technical changes relating to which commissioner does the transfers.
All right. Representative Dean, do you have any comments on the A255 amendment to the amendment? Is this okay with you?
Fine by me.
All right. Thank you. All right. Senator Rosen, what I'd like to do then is adopt this amendment to the amendment, and then we'll have Mr. Bonner or whoever bring forward the other oral amendments we need.
So moved.
Okay. All in favor of the A255 amendment to the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The A255 amendment to the amendment is adopted. Mr. Bonner.
So, Mr. Chairman, the suggested oral amendment would be on page 20 of the A180993 amendment, and on line 3, you delete $2 million and insert $2,224,000.
Okay, Senator Rosen moves an oral amendment on page 20, line 3, delete $2 million, insert $2,224,000. And this, Mr. Bodern or Senator Rosen, can you describe what this does or the purpose of why we have this in here now? Mr. Albrecht.
Mr. Chair, this is the this relates to the change in the amount transferred from the dedicated account that I mentioned while I was going through the spreadsheet, and then that Senator Benson was describing as well.
All right. Just a moment, if I can confer with Mr. Marks. All right, thank you. Any discussion to the Rosen oral amendment? I'd speak in favor of the oral amendment. All in favor of that oral amendment on page 20, line 3, insert $2,224,000 in place of $2 million, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The oral amendment is adopted. Okay, now we have the A18-0993 amendment as amended before us. Is there other discussion to that amendment? See no discussion. All in favor of the A18-0993.
Mr. Chair?
Oh, yes, Mr. Albrecht. Did you have another? Was there another oral amendment we needed to adopt?
There's not, Mr. Chair. There are just two sections that weren't on the spreadsheet that I think members should be aware of.
All right. Please describe them.
The first one is on page 11. It's section 6. And the most substantive part of the change is on page 13, beginning on line 20. And it changes the allocation for the home visiting program to include up to 25% on line 13.24 of the grant funds that have not been awarded in fiscal year 2019 for other culturally and ethnically targeted home visiting programs to promote innovation and serve high-need families. And then on line 13.28, it continues the same allocation of from 2020 and thereafter.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Albrecht.
And, Mr. Chair, on page 18 is section 7. This is related to the elder care proposal. And what it does is on line 18.27, it changes the direction to the commissioner for the appropriation that was made last year related to regulation of health care and home care settings. And on 18.27, it begins to say that any unexpended balance must be used to purchase and operate an electronic case management system for the Office of Health Facility Complaints. And then on line 1830 to 19.1, it describes what the system needs to be able to do.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Albrecht. All right. Is there any further discussion to the A18-0993 amendment as amended? Seeing none, all in favor of the Rosen motion to adopt the A18-0993, Senator Limmer.
On page 13 of the A or the 0993 amendment, there's reference to 75% of the grant funds not yet awarded. I'm starting on line 13.20. On 75% of the grant funds not yet awarded to evidence-based home visiting programs, and then lower down to lines 32 and 33, 25% of grant funds to culturally or ethnically targeted home visiting programs. Could someone explain to me what that group would be?
Senator Benson.
Mr. Chair and Senator Limmer. We last year funded a significant evidence-based nurse home visiting program that was targeted particularly at low-income mothers pre-delivery and then following on through the first about year and a half of their life. I'm trying to recall this off the top of my head. One of the challenges, because it's evidence-based, the standard is very high, and there are not always culturally and ethnically sensitive professionals that can go into, for example, the Native American community where they have a particular problem with opioids and alcoholism. And to reach those populations, we have taken 25% of that money and moved it instead of evidence-based, instead of targeted home visiting, we moved it to We moved it from evidence-based to targeted home visiting so that the standard is just a little bit lower for the outcome measurements.
Thank you, Senator Limmer.
Senator Benson, when one talks on lines 32 and 33 on cultural or ethnically targeted, is that a general statement or is there a specific population in mind?
Senator Benson.
Mr. Chair and Senator Limmer, this was brought to me by advocates for a Native American community in particular, but we do have premature birth disparities in our minority populations, and so I think these funds would be appropriate to go to those purposes as well.
Thank you. Any other discussion to the A18-0993 amendment as amended? All right. All in favor of the A18-0993 amendment as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. The A18-0993 amendment as amended is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Now we have the miscellaneous article before you, the A18-0993 2018-0987, dated on 05-18-2018, starting from page 1.6 to 5.16.
Senator Rosen moves the A18-0987 amendment, the miscellaneous article. Is there discussion to that article? Ooh. Representative Dean, you okay with this?
Yep.
Any other discussion?
How about the other two?
Well, but I assume that it was your motion that your people would be okay. But if you have any questions, how about you, Senator Abler or Senator Benson?
Mr. Chair, we just do whatever Senator Rosen says, so it's really perfectly fine.
Oh, wow.
Bam.
No comment.
You will soon learn.
All right. Seeing no discussion, all in favor of the A18-0987 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The A18-0987 amendment is adopted. The last thing I think we have to do for the HHS bill is the spreadsheet that we haven't adopted yet. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move the 2018 session proposal tracking spreadsheet for HHS, dated on 5-18-2018 at 12:47 a.m., and it's the 2018 budget tracking SF-3656-CC5.
Hey, Senator.
Allowed staff to make any technical corrections ongoing.
Senator Rosen moves the spreadsheet dated May 18th, 12:47 a.m., also moves that staff make all corrections to have the spreadsheet comply with the language that has been adopted and other technical corrections as may be necessary. Is there discussion to that motion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of adopting the spreadsheet and having staff make necessary technical corrections, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The spreadsheet is adopted. Okay, committee members, we're going to have a temporary recess here for a half hour or so. We'll be back no later than, I don't know, what do you think, Senator Rose, 9 o'clock? Okay, let's say we'll be back at 9 o'clock. We are in recess. The Supplemental Finance Conference Committee will reconvene. Let me talk about... What's that?
Mr. Chair, if I could.
Senator Benson.
Senator Abler's with us, and it's his birthday.
Aww.
Happy birthday. So I think we should sing him happy birthday.
All right.
You don't have to do that.
Sorry, Senator Benson. Go ahead, no Senator way. Benson.
There is no way I cannot embarrass Senator Abler. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Senator Abler. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, you succeeded. Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
All right. Earlier today, you know, I guess our process so far has been to pass bills off the House and Senate floor, negotiate with each other, come to an agreement. The governor has kind of informed us that he would prefer to not really engage until we had come to a common agreement ourselves. We really would have preferred to engage with the governor much earlier than this, but it was only today that we they have given us plenty of letters and other information in the past about different things they like, different things they don't like that are in the bills or proposed to be in the bills. But we haven't actually entered into any sort of a real negotiation until today. So earlier today we met with a number of members of the governor's staff, and they gave us a number of things that they wanted. And so we're going to proceed now for the remainder of the evening to primarily work on trying to conform the bill more to the way the governor would want it so that we can have a complete agreement between the House, the Senate, and the governor and have a bill that we hope the governor can pass. There's a lot of paper that would come with doing some of this. We have amendments coming where we need to have some language changes that we've agreed on with the governor, but we really don't have, I don't think, sufficient time to have amendments where we're simply deleting something that the governor doesn't like and that we have agreed to delete. And so what we're going to do is we're going to offer a number of oral amendments to delete some provisions in the bill that we have agreed to delete in accordance with negotiating with the administration. So we will describe those amendments, and we'll certainly have discussion on those amendments. But the plan will be to do that, going through all the articles now. And once that's done, we have some amendments here, but we'll have some more language amendments to deal with some language issues that the governor wanted that then we will take up. Senator Rosen, any comments you want to make? Okay, well, let's do this now. Senator Rosen, do you have any comments you'd want to make before we begin?
No, actually not. I think, Mr. Chair, it's probably the best way to do this because there are going to be quite a few changes. And as I said, we are working towards an agreement with the governor. And I think we can get this wrapped up. We need to.
All right. Okay, well, let's first start with the agriculture article again. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move deleting. Move deleting line page 20, line 5 through 20, page 20, line 23, the groundwater protection rulemaking authority.
And do you want to?
Section 16, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Senator Rosen moves to delete section 16 from the agriculture article, which is page 20, line 5 through 23. And this is language that deals with the fertilizer rule that the governor had previously expressed some public opposition to. Is there discussion to that motion? And staff, since we don't have paper amendments in front of us, I guess I want to make sure that you feel comfortable speaking up if you feel we're going too fast or if you have any questions about what we're doing. All right. Any discussion on the Rosen Amendment, delete section 16 from the article, the agriculture article? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Section 16 of the agriculture article is deleted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to stay on the agricultural article and delete section 3, the bioincentive program carve-out. On page 7, line 29 through 35.
Senator Rosen moves that we delete section 3 from the agriculture article, which is page 7, lines 29 through 35, which is language relating to the bioincentive program. Is there any discussion to that motion? See no discussion. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen Amendment is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We are on the Environment and Natural Resources article, and we are on Section 26. I believe this is the voter registration information on web, and there is an amendment to this section.
Senator Kiffmeyer, do you have an amendment to this?
Mr. Chair, I do have an amendment.
Or is it still coming?
No, it should be here. I have an amendment here, it is. And this is the A-150.
Do you have a copy of it, Senator Kiffmeyer?
I do, but I had extra copies, and I thought that they were being made to hand out, Mr. Chair. I'm very sorry. I wasn't.
Okay. Let's do this, Senator Kiffmeyer. Let's skip over that, and we'll come back to you.
All right.
Okay. So, Senator Rosen, Let's go on to the next one.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to delete Section 48, the attaching water to a land as a right, on page 51, line 1 through line 9.
Senator Rosen moves that Section 48 of the Environment Article, page 51, lines 1 through 9, is deleted. This has some language that some believe creates some sort of water rights. Is there any discussion to that motion? See no discussion. All in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion to delete Section 48 is adopted. Senator Rosen.
I would like to move, Mr. Chair, that we delete Section 45, the excessive soil loss provision, which is in the Ag Policy Bill, page 49, line 17 through line 19.
Senator Rosen moves that we take out Section 45 of the Environment Bill, page 49, line 17 through 19. This is a provision that was passed on the House floor today as part of the Agriculture Policy Bill. Is there any discussion on this provision? It deals with excessive soil loss. Any discussion on this provision? See none. All in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen language to delete Section 45 is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to delete Section 146, the initial implementation waivers, on page 85, line 12 through 85, line 27.
Senator Rosen moves to delete Section 146, page 85, lines 12 through 27, initial implementation waivers. I believe this deals with buffers. Is there any discussion? See no discussion. All in favor of the Rosen motion to delete Section 146, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to delete Section 64, 69, 70, 71, and 85. This is the water fee increases prohibited without legislative approval.
Senator Rosen moves to delete from the Environment Article Section 64, 69, 70, 71, and 85 dealing with water fee increases without legislative approval. Is there discussion? See no discussion. All in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to delete Section 66, the sugar beet pit liner prohibition. This is in the Ag Bill that passed off the Senate floor, I believe, yesterday. Page 63.28 through 64, page 64, line 3.
Senator Rosen moves to delete Section 66 from the Environment Article. Is there any discussion? See no discussion. All
Mr.
in
Mr. Nauman.
Oh, Mr. Nauman. Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, I'm taking you up on your offer. Did you see Environment or Ag?
I did say Environment.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify.
Yep. No, please do. Please, staff, step in if we're going too fast or if you have any questions on this, since these are all oral amendments. Is there any discussion to the Rosen motion to delete Section 66 from the Environment Bill? Seeing none, all in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
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 Opposed.
Put your
the Rosen motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to delete Section 99, the restrictions on Metro Solid Waste Plan, on page 82, line 19, through page 83, line 34.
Senator Rosen moves to delete Section 99 from the Environment Article. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion. All in favor of the Rosen motion to delete Section 99, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. Section 99 is the Rosen motion is adopted. Section 99 is deleted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to delete Sections 101. And 126 through 132 is the wild rice sections. And I believe the Wild Rice Conference Committee has been working today. Perhaps Senator Ingebrigtsen and Representative Fabian could give us an update on that. we're close to
Senator, who would like to speak about the status of the wild rice negotiations? Representative Fabian.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The wild rice negotiations, I talked to Representative Lewick and Eklund a couple of hours ago, and they had gotten some more language from the administration. Did not seem to be very pleasing to anybody, so we have a decision to make tomorrow morning, first thing, as to how we're going to proceed. But taking that out of this bill is fine. Yes, sir.
And members, this is the language that was vetoed by the governor earlier as a standalone bill. Any discussion of the Rosen motion to delete sections 101 and 126 through 132? Seeing none, all in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted.
And Mr. Chair, I would like to go back to the moratorium on muskie stocking in Otter Tail County. And this is section 115, line 91, page 91, line 23 through page 92, line 3. And I would like to insert on page 91, line 25, after the period, insert this paragraph, does not apply to lakes located wholly within the boundaries of a state park. And, Mr. Chair, I would like to have Senator Ingebrigtsen mention the reason for that amendment, if you don't mind.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Madam Chair. One of the lakes that was involved in Otter Tail County, the moratorium, is actually engulfed by the state park. That was a compromise. So that leaves basically two lakes in Otter Tail County that will be subject to the moratorium. So it goes from three lakes to two.
Senator Ingebrigtsen, can I ask you, have you had conversations with the administration on this provision in the last couple days?
I've asked for face-to-face with the governor. I've not been granted that, however, but I have had conversations with the DNR.
And what's the status of the DNR's feeling on this? I suppose they support the oral amendment, right?
Well, I would think they would. They don't support the as it started out in poll which was all 87 counties, but it's been brought down to one county, and the only reason we did that is because that county in my district had the county board as well as the city that takes in the Lake of Battle Lake and townships around there had asked for a moratorium, and it was my ask actually for a survey to be done, and I've worked with the DNR on that as well, and that's going to be went from doing a total Minnesota survey to just fishermen within the state of Minnesota, and that's generally how the DNR does their surveys. So,
okay, Senator, thank you, Senator Rickman. Does staff have the amendment that was offered by Senator Rosen, the oral amendment to delete lakes within the boundaries of state parks? Staff has that amendment. All right. Any discussion on that oral amendment? Seeing none, all in favor of the Rosen oral amendment deleting lakes from state parks in this language, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen oral amendment is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We are going to go back up to Section 26, the voter registration information on the web. Page 40, line 14 through line 32, and I know Senator Kiffmeyer has an amendment to this.
Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate staff getting the necessary copies, and I believe they've all been distributed. This is the A-150 amendment. And so, Mr. Chair, what this is I appreciate Representative Fabian and Mr. Meyer from the DNR. And this is substitute language, just a small change on the placement on the website. The rest of it, content is the same, but it just makes it easier to just read it in its entirety. And so with the DNR's approval of the language, I ask for your support for the A-150 amendment.
Senator Kiffmeyer moves the A-150 amendment. Any discussion? Representative Fabian, can you comment on the amendment?
It's the first I've seen of it. I've worked with the National Rifle Association and the DNR. I'm sorry, Ms. Taylor. Sure, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, members, the A150 is actually incorporated in the A177. It makes the same change. I don't know if we've passed.
So I'm sorry, you have, this is a later amendment you have coming? Is it someone else coming?
Well,
Mr. Chair, I can help clear it up maybe.
Okay, just a minute. Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There is an amendment that I believe is Senator Ingebretson showed me that has more, but everything that pertains to Section 26, there are some issues with that, not issues, but similar language. But I did this one because it has it all in its entirety and it reads it all together. So it, but they are basically the same from what I could read.
Okay, well, members, I guess what I would suggest is if 177 is coming later, we can divide that amendment at that time and not take up this language. Representative Fabian?
Mr. Chair, I have the amendment here. I was asked to bring the amendment over here the instant it was printed, and this is the amendment for all of the sections in the bill that you and I talked about with Ms. Taylor and so forth, and this would eliminate the vast majority of your proceedings here this evening, Mr. Chair, including this. One of the things that you did just before I came in, you took out the sugar beet language that we have agreed to with MPCA and working with the sugar beet growers.
Well, let me...
Mr. Chair, I'm fine. If the House wants to use what they have, you called on me in the beginning. I had this ready. And okay. So I'm glad to cede to them and withdraw the A-150 and let them proceed because their amendment is more in its entirety, which may be more convenient for them.
Well, and Representative Fabian, I guess we've been kind of under a time crunch and we weren't sure when amendments were all going to be finished. I guess let me see if I can a copy of the A-177 amendment, if that can... let's do this. Senator Kiffmeyer withdraws her amendment. I'm going to wait on taking up the 177 amendment. I'm told that we really should, under the proper procedure, finish the oral amendments we're doing before we, go to the written amendments. But I do want to call upon Representative Fabian. Representative Fabian, do you have an agreement to with the DNR or the MPCA, whichever it would be, on the sugar beet pit liner prohibition?
Mr. Chair, yes, we do. I talked to sugar beet industry today, and they've been on the phone. They've been on the phone with MPCA, and they've assured me that this is agreed to language. I'm sure MPCA is here to help us out.
Okay. Could someone from the MPCA testify to that point?
Linkstein was there on the phone.
Is the commissioner here?
Commissioner Linkstein was on the phone, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Well, I guess... Okay, Senator Ingebrigtsen, are you okay with reconsidering the vote on the sugar beet pit liner?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Rosen.
I would like to instate the motion on the Section 66, the sugar beet pit liner prohibition, and leave it in this article.
I guess maybe I can call on Mr. Sullivan. Mr. Sullivan, what's the correct motion to restore Section 66? Is it to reconsider the vote? Mr. Sullivan.
Mr. Chair and members, I guess I'm a bit unclear about whether the committee already voted to remove the sugar beet pit.
The committee already voted to remove Section 66.
I think, Mr. Chair, in order to essentially undo that action, I would recommend reconsidering the motion to eliminate that section and then just not acting upon that motion after it's reconsidered.
Okay. Senator Rosen moves to reconsider the vote by which Section 66 of the environment article was removed. All in favor of the Rosen motion to reconsider that vote, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The vote is reconsidered, and Section 66 shall remain in the article. Senator Rosen, let's go to the next page.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move to delete Section 125, page 96, line 23, through page 97, line 14, the demo landfills.
Is there a discussion to the Rosen motion to delete Section 125? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of the Rosen motion to delete Section 125, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Okay, I know there is a there is some language that's been agreed upon here for some other environment issues, but we're going to move forward here now and go on to some other articles, and we'll come back to the environment bill, and we'll consider that language.
Okay.
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We are on the HHS article, and I would like to move to delete Article 9, page 318, line 11 through 319, line 13, and it reduces the cap for the premium revenue from 3.5% to 2%.
Senator Rosen moves in the HHS article to delete Article 9, page 318, lines 11 through page 319, line 13. Discussion to that motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Bodert.
I think the staff just need the instruction for which article you're referring to there. You refer
article
to the
nine.
HHS article.
We are...
Article 9?
I think we can make
Article 9. Okay. This would be, this is MNsure. The agency is MNsure. If that's helpful.
Okay. I think we can work with that.
Okay. Well, let's see. Mr. Bodern says he can work with that reference. Is there any discussion to that? Oh, okay.
Mr. Bodern?
Any discussion to that motion to delete Article 9, page 318, line 11 to 319, line 13, reducing the cap for premium revenue from 3.5 to 2%? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. That language is adopted. That section is deleted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to delete Article 22. Page 82, line 26 through 33, which is the creates a new LAC process around unspent system fund balances.
Senator Rosen moves to delete Article 22, delete page 82, lines 26 through 33 in Article 22. Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move to delete Article 22, page 2, line 25, through page 3, line 23, which creates a new subjective MMB approval standards on certain transfers.
Senator Rosen moves to delete page 2, line 25, through page 3, line 23, of Article 22. Any discussion to the Rosen motion? Seeing none, all in favor of the Rosen motion to delete page 2, line 25, through page 3, line 23 of Article 22, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The language is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move that we delete Article 22, page 12, line 10 through 16, which is directs DHS to reconcile Minnesota care premiums in past years.
Senator Rosen moves to delete page 12, lines 10 through 16 of Article 22. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the Rosen motion to delete page 12, lines 10 through 16 of Article 22, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move to delete Article 22, page 96, line 14 through line 33, which is the withhold 2% of the health plan payments until they verify eligibility.
Senator Rosen moves to delete page 96, lines 14 through 33 of Article 22. Is there discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of that Rosen motion to delete page 96, lines 14 through 33 of Article 22, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move to delete Article 5, page 157.6 through line 18, and page 192.1 through 192.7, which creates a new prescribed pediatric extended care center services that the federal government will not approve.
Senator Rosen moves to delete Article 5, page 157, lines 6 through 18, and page 192, lines 1 through 7. Is there a discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move to the – sorry. I'd like to move to delete Article 22, page 81, line 3, page 82, line through 24, which prohibits DHS from establishing preferred drug list for public programs.
Senator Rosen moves to delete page 81, line 3 through page 82, line 24 of Article 22. Is there discussion? See none. All in favor of the Rosen motion to delete page 81, line 3 through page 82, line 24 of Article 22, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Thanks for that brief break. Senator Rosen.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to I'd like to delete Article 22, page 89, line 31 through page 92, line 8,
Senator,
which requires DHS to establish a pilot program to contract with health care networks to deliver care to public program enrollees.
Senator Rosen moves to delete page 89, line 31, through page 92, line 8 of Article 22. Is there discussion? See no discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move to delete Article 22, page 10, line 27, through page 11, line 10, which is the early and periodic screening, diagnostic, and treatment, which removes best practice for care while continuing full provider payments.
Okay, Senator Rosen moves to, was it number
11?
Senator Rosen moves to delete page 10, line 27, through page 11, line 10 of Article 22. Is there discussion? See no discussion. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Page 10, line 27, through page 11, line 10 of Article 2 is removed. The motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move to delete Article 28, page 17, line 15, through page 19, line 16, which establishes a working group to restructure DHS.
Senator Rosen moves to delete page 17, line 15, through page 19, line 16 of Article 28. Is there any discussion? See no discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The language is deleted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to delete Article 24, page 2, line 9, through page 3, line 16, which changes the short-term duration health plans to allow them to last for up to 2 years and exclude pre-existing conditions for 6 months.
Senator Rosen moves to delete page 2, line 9, through page 3, line 16 of Article 24. Is there discussion? See no discussion. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have the
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move to Section 39 of the jobs article, and I request, and I move to delete the word mandate and insert request that 10% of the MHFA board's Pool 3 Housing Affordability Fund resources are directed for manufactured housing and housing for small communities. The oral amendment is to delete the word mandate and insert the word request on section 39, lines or page 45, line 25 through 30.
Mr. Bodern, do you have that amendment?
they're doing. It's not just deleting it. She has it all.
Okay.
I think let's skip that.
Okay. Okay.
We're going to skip that. We're struggling.
Mr. Chair, I would like to reconsider my motion on the deletion of the word mandates on Section 39.
Senator Rosen withdraws her motion. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to delete Section 11, page 9, line 23 through page 12, line 27. The tax-exempt bond reform language includes automatically allocating federal affordable housing tax credits, which is not in compliance with federal law.
Senator Rosen moves to delete Section 11 of page 9, lines 23 through page 12, line 27 of the housing article. Is there any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion to delete page 9, lines 23 through page 12, line 27 of the housing article is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to delete Section 7, line 28, which is reduces the manufactured home park contribution to the manufactured home relocation trust fund revenue up to $3,000 per lot.
Senator Rosen. Moves to delete page 7, line 28 of section 7 of the housing article. Is there discussion to that motion? See no discussion. All in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion to delete page 7, line 28 of the housing article is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to delete section 24, page 19, line 11 through 12, which is the set aside for the home ownerships for 2 years. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Chair. I reconsider that motion.
Okay, Senator Rosen withdraws that motion. Senator Rosen.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to delete sections 2 and section 6 on page 1 through line 27 through page 5, line 24, and page 8, line 10 through 11, which reduces the minimum wage for tipped workers.
Okay, Senator Rosen moves in the Department of Labor and Industry article to delete line 1, page 27, through page 5, line 24, and page 8, lines 10 through 11. This is the tip credit language. Is there discussion to that motion? Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And first of all, I want to thank the many employees of the restaurant and hospitality industry who came in and testified on this bill and built the bipartisan consensus to support this bill. Just to be clear, contrary to the language that others have used, there's no reduction in the minimum wage for this bill. In fact, for those in the hospitality industry, it would guarantee they'd have a $14 an hour minimum wage. This is not retroactive. It doesn't even apply to Minneapolis and St. Paul. They made all the compromises they could. The net effect of the Dayton administration taking this language out is we're going to continue to see a conversion of restaurants from table service to counter service, which may lower costs for employers, but is going to result in less high-wage tipped employees in our state. And I do want to thank those workers who put a lot of time into lobbying both members on both sides of the aisle to support this, but it is regrettable that this governor is not willing to listen to them. Thank you.
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Garofalo, for that, for sticking up for them and being the voice for them. And I really do applaud their efforts here at the Capitol. That was pretty astounding what they've accomplished already.
Other discussion? Senator Rosen renews her motion to delete in the Department of Labor and Industry article page 1, line 27, through page 5, line 24, and page 8, lines 10 through 11. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion prevails. The Rosen language motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to go back up to the reporting requirements for MHFA, and I would like to delete section 40 on page 46, line 1 through line 5.
Senator Rosen moves in the MHFA article to delete page 46, lines 1 through 5. Is there a discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Bodden.
There are two additional oral amendments. I think you wanted to consider that Mr. Knopf may have a recommendation for the committee.
Mr. Knopf.
Mr. Chair and members, one of them was to make the shall a may for the housing affordability set aside. The 10% was to make that delete shall and insert may.
Mr. Knopf, if you have language on that, we could adopt that.
And Mr. Chair, I think this document doesn't line up exactly with what you have, but it's section 39. In the second line, delete shall and insert may. And then on the fourth line down, where it says the set aside, just delete the and insert any such. And then, Mr. Chair, there's one more technical that I think the agency has asked for. It has to do with the senior housing. Right now we have the age of 62 in here for senior housing. They preferred 55. It's just in the definition of senior housing.
Is that part of a section of? Okay.
It's number 18.
So, but that is that part of this same 10% pool 3 area that you're talking about?
Mr. Chair, no, it's with the housing infrastructure bonds.
Okay.
But you could make all the changes if you wanted one swoop, I guess.
I guess let's. Let's stick for the moment, Mr. Knopf, with just the oral amendment for the area that we had as page 45, lines 25 through 30 in section 39. What is the oral amendment you had there for
Mr. Chair,
the May change in the mandate?
It would be delete shall, insert may, and then delete the and insert any such. My lines don't line up with yours. From where I have what I have here, I've got an updated document. So, from what that was done on, and I don't have the document you're working on right now.
Okay, Senator Rosen moves that oral amendment. Is there discussion to that oral amendment that in section 39 basically removes the mandate for the 10% set aside and makes it permissive? Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen oral amendment is adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like
Senator
to go
Rosen.
To the energy section and section 14, and I move to delete sections 14 and 15 on page 17, line 8 through 24, which is the site permitting and routing extensions change to 30 days.
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to renew my motion on the energy article sections to delete sections 14 and 15 on page 17, line 8 through 17, line 24, which is the siting, permitting, and routing extension change from 90 days to 30 days.
Senator Rosen moves to delete sections 14 and 15, page 17, lines 8 through 24. Is there discussion? See no discussion. All in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion fails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to defer to Mr. Knopf, please, for the housing section, the housing article, section 14, which is the changing the age of senior from 62 to 55, relating to the housing infrastructure bonds for senior housings.
Mr. Knopf.
Mr. Chair, members, I mentioned that earlier, and that would be consistent with the way the Housing Finance Agency does senior housing, so that would be consistent.
Senator Rosen makes that oral amendment.
Yes.
Is there a discussion to the Rosen oral amendment, which, can you describe that amendment again? It moves it from 62 to 55?
Yes.
Okay. Moves the definition of senior from 62 to 55.
Right. Section 14.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of that Rosen oral amendment, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen language is adopted. Senator Rosen. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We are on the public safety article. I'd like to make a motion to remove Section 8, page 6, line 29 through page 7, line 2, which is the protest language for airports and freeways.
Senator Rosen moves in the public safety bill to delete Section 8, page 6, line 29 through page 7, line 2. And I understand this bill is traveling separately to the governor, so we felt it didn't need to be in this bill, too. Any discussion to the Rosen motion? See no discussion. All in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. The Rosen language is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move removing sections 6 through 7, page 5, line 26 through page 6, line 28 is the critical infrastructure protest language. And this, again, is a traveling separate.
Yes, it is. Senator Rosen moves that we delete sections 6 and 7 of the public safety bill, which is page 5, line 26 through page 6, line 28. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Anyone want to call division?
No division. No.
All right. Senator Rosen. Okay. Okay, Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move to the transportation article and remove the $1.9 million reduction in FY 2018 general fund or special revenue fund that is transferred to the MNLARS tech account language, which can be found on pages 5 and 6 of the appropriation.
Let's see. I guess I don't know if we need a better reference for that in terms of a specific page number section. Senator Rosen, let's go back to that one, Senator Rosen.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move.
Senator Rosen withdraws that motion.
Oh,
Senator Rosen.
Thank you. I withdraw that motion. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move to delete section 140 on page 86, line 16 through 23, which is the prohibition of MnPass lane on I-494, the corridors of commerce.
Senator Rosen moves in the transportation article to remove section 140 which is page 86, lines 16 through 23. Is there discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion to delete section 140 is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to go back to my motion, that my original motion of the $1.9 million reduction in FY 2018 general fund or special revenue fund that is transferred to the Minlars tech account. I'd like to delete
Senator
that
Rosen.
Language.
You'd like to delete that language?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're fine.
All right. So this is language in the transportation article, Department of Public Safety section, deleting the $1.9 million reduction in FY 2018 general fund or special revenue fund that is transferred to the Minlars Tech account. Any discussion to the Rosen motion? See no discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move to delete the deputy registrar's. I would like to delete, I don't know the section, Mr. Chair, but I have the page 17, line 25 through line 30, which allows the deputy registrars to issue titles.
Senator Rosen moves to delete in the transportation article, page 17, lines 25 through 30. Is there discussion to the Rosen motion? See no discussion. All in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion to delete page 17, lines 25 through 30 of the transportation article relating to deputy registrars issuing titles is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to delete page 12, line 21 through page 12, line 2, which is the prohibition. Oh, excuse me. Page 24, line 21 through page 25, line 2, which is the slowpoke bill, but the prohibition on slow traffic in the left lane.
Senator Rosen moves to delete the slowpoke bill. Senator Rosen moves to delete page 24, line 21 through page 25, line 2. Is there discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move to delete section 5, page 3, line 1 through line 8, which is the restriction on how Met Council can use MFEST.
Senator Rosen moves to delete section 5 of the transportation article, page 3, lines 1 through 8. Is there a discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the Rosen motion, delete page 3, lines 1 through 8, section 5 of the transportation article, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted.
Mr. Chairman?
Yep.
Mr. Chairman?
We're going to now, Representative Garofalo.
Mr. Chairman, just a question. So there is an amendment I had drawn up for the energy article. This was a request of the administration. Would you prefer to wait until the end of the proceedings, or do you want me to adopt that amendment or distribute that amendment now?
I have a third option, Representative Article. Representative Article. We're going to take a very short break. We're in temporary recess. I'll come and see you about it. We're going to reconvene the conference committee, and we're going to start working on some of these state government-related articles now. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Out of the state government article, I'd like to make a motion to delete section 6, page 2, line 22, to cut the ongoing $10,000 to the cosmetology board's operating budget.
Senator Rosen moves in the state government article to remove section 6, page 3, line 22, and I do want to say that in some cases, there may be a different engrossment that we're using for these references, and staff is instructed to make sure that it conforms to the correct reference. Discussion to the Rosen motion. So no discussion. All in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. We're going to have to just wait a little bit more till we get one more House member here. We are in very, very, very temporary recess. All right. Why don't you move that?
Mr. Chair?
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We are on the state government article, and I'd like to make a motion to delete Section 10, page 3, line 22, the cut to the cosmetology board's operating budget.
All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion avails. The motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to make a motion to delete Section 10, page 33, line 24, through page 34, line 17, which is the $207,000 cut to MMB's budget for directing local aid transfer to LBO.
Senator Rosen moves to delete in the state government article, section 10, page 33, line 24, through page 34, line 17. Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to delete section 14, page 16, line 16, through page 17, line 9, which is the federal funds report for MMB.
Senator Rosen moves in the state government article to delete section 714. Delete section 14, page 16, line 16 through page 17, line 9. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion to delete section 14 regarding the federal funds report is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to make a motion to remove section 16, page 18, line 11 through 29, which is the uncollectible debt report.
Senator Rosen moves in the state government article to remove section 16, page 18, lines 11 through 29. Discussion to that motion. See no discussion. All in favor of the Rosen motion to delete section 16, page 18, lines 11 through 29, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to delete sections 18 through 19 and 21 through 22, pages 19, line 18 through 20, page 21, line 23, and page 21, line 26 through page 27, line 7, which is the eyelash technician manager license repeal. Seems like a lot of lines for that.
Senator Rosen moves in the state government article to remove sections 18 to 19, 21 through 22, which is page 19, line 18, through page 21, line 23, and page 21, line 26, through page 22, line 7. Is there discussion? See no discussion. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And, Mr. Chair, I move to delete section 7. There's an amendment. Page 1, line 11 through 12, and page 2, line 9. And there is an amendment to this, I believe. Amendment 132, is that correct? No?
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, it is.
Mr. Botran.
So, Mr. Chairman, the committee did adopt a lengthier amendment to the state government article, if you remember, and it was numbered 132. So if you give us the instruction to remove or alter sections that are in that amendment, we can follow that.
Senator Rosen.
Thank you. I so move.
Okay. Senator Rosen moves that Section 7 of Amendment 132 that was recently adopted, I believe that was yesterday, yes, yesterday, is now deleted. Section 7 of that Amendment 132 is now deleted, which is page 1, lines 11 and 12, and page 2, line 9. Is there discussion to that amendment? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to delete Section 4, Section 5, Section 6, Section 7, Section 9, 10, and 11 of Amendment 32, which is the abolishment of minute, allowing agencies to contract for services outside of minute rates.
Okay, Senator Rosen moves to delete language from Amendment 132 that was adopted yesterday. Deletes sections 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, and 11. Page references are page 4, line 5 through page 4, line 10, page 4, line 13, page 4, line 15 through page 6, point line 6, page 6, line 8 through page 6, line 33, page 7, line 18 through page 7, line 26, page 8, line 1 through page 9, line 6. I'm sure glad we got all this in writing. Is there discussion to that Rosen motion on this, deleting this language from the amendment that was adopted yesterday relating to minute? See no discussion. All in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to delete Section 12 of the Amendment 132, page 9, line 7 through page 9, line 16, which limits the CIO authority for program participation with MDE, the Board of Regents, or the U of M Board of Trustees with Minsky.
Senator Rosen moves to delete Section 12, page 9, line 7 through page 9, line 16 of the Amendment 132 adopted yesterday. Is there discussion to the Rosen motion? See no discussion. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to delete Section 7 through 11, page 6, line 29 through page 15, line 2, which is the emergency operations and continuity planning.
Senator Rosen moves to, in the state government finance article, delete section 7 through 11, which is page 6, line 29 through page 15, line 2, relating to emergency operations and continuity planning. Is there discussion to the Rosen motion? See no discussion. All in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted.
Mr. Chairman, there's quite a bit of chatter.
Representative Garofalo.
There's enough chatter in the room that I'm having a difficulty hearing you and Senator Rosen. Can we we do something?
All right. Please, everyone, let's try to keep the chatter down. If you need to talk, please go out in the hallway. Okay, let me just confer with Senator Rosen here a second. All right, we're going to turn to the education article now, and we do have paper amendments for much of this, if not all of it. So we're going to start with amendments to the education article. We can have the pages pass out those amendments. Okay.
It's like the best time. I don't know.
This is.
Oh, okay.
All right. We have the First Amendment that's being distributed, the A18-1033 Amendment. Representative Loon, would you care to move that amendment?
I would, Mr. Chair. I move the A18-10, did you say 33?
Yes. And could you describe that amendment?
It does. Yes, Mr. Chair. So this has to do with the school safety article. And the first part, page 12, line 7, after the comma insert that enrolls students, that's this clarifying language. The second line, referencing page 15, line 3, provides administrative funds for the Sane Foundation grant. Most of this language has to do with providing administrative funds for grants that are in the bill or the article. The next allows up to $90,000 for administering the physical security audit grants. We go to the Department of Public Safety for administering those. The next is up to 3% for administering the school resource officer training grants. The next line, page 16, references administrative funds for the safety assessment grants. The next line, referencing page 16, line 30, is administrative funds for the suicide prevention training grant. And finally, the last line of the amendment, referencing page 17, line 15, is administrative funds for incentive grants for character development education.
And Representative Loon or staff, I guess, you know, we're working off another sheet of various concerns of the governor relating to language or other issues. Can you tell us which items on the governor's list this amendment relates to?
Yes, Mr. Chair, using that spreadsheet, it would be item number 26, grant administration, new grants without administrative money.
And also 29, perhaps?
And also 29, yes, thank you.
All right, okay. Representative Loon was the A18-1033 amendment. Is there discussion to the amendment? Okay, seeing no discussion, all in favor of the A18-1033 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The A18-1033 amendment is adopted. Representative Loon.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I would move the A18-1027 amendment.
All right, Representative Loon was the A18-1027 amendment. Representative Loon.
Mr. Chair, yes, this amendment references accreditation for eligible institutions for dual enrollment programs. There was a problem where one of the programs, their accreditor sort of stopped doing accreditations for programs, and so this would rectify that situation, and the department wanted to change the language slightly from what was in the article we adopted. So it just now lists an accreditor recognized by the United States Department of Education. The next part of the amendment references page 17, line 30. This would allow up to 3% for administering grants, allows MDE to administer for character development incentive grants, and also a 3% administrative fee for the Waconia Vocational PSEO grant program that are in the articles.
Okay, and just so we can keep track of things on our other spreadsheet, Representative Loon, do you know which number this relates to, which issue?
This is item 20. And also 26 and 26.
I think we
already did 26.
Okay, it's related to another. Okay. Thank you, Representative Loon. Representative Loon moves the A18-1027 amendment. Is there discussion to that amendment?
I have a question.
Oh, Senator Rosen.
Thank you. And Representative Loon, these are the language changes that came from the governor.
That's correct.
Okay, thank
Senator
you.
Senator Rosen, yes.
All right. Seeing no other discussion, all in favor of the A18-1027 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. The A18-1027 amendment is adopted. Representative Loon.
All right. Dealer's choice, and I'll go with A18-1030.
Representative Loon moves the A18-1030 amendment.
All right, so Mr. Chair and committee members, I'm just starting from the top of the amendment, beginning with line 1.3. References page 9, deletes lines 3 through 6. This deletes the curriculum review requirement that was in the bill. And I'll ask staff to tell me which item that is, curriculum review. Which number?
16.
Okay, so that's number 16. And then the next areas with deletion in page 9 and up through lines 30 to 33, deleting new language that deletes the dyslexia screening requirement. That's number 5 on the list from the governor's office. Page 10, delete line 1, and that's with that as well. Page 21, delete section 16. And page 24, delete section 17. That references deletes testing reporting requirements. Item number 6 on the governor's list. Page 37, delete section 34. This deletes the discipline reporting requirement. That's number 27 on the list from the governor's office. The next line references page 41, deletes section 39. This deletes the section referencing a prohibition on teachers using public resources for advocacy purposes. That's number 8 on the governor's list. Page 53, line 28. Of this amount, $3,000 is for administrative expenses associated with the report. The rest of this, the amendment, all references providing administrative costs for grants within the articles.
And thank you, Representative Loon. Could I just have you repeat which items on the governor's list this particular amendment deals with? Did we have a recap of that?
So 5, 6, okay, so going from the top of the amendment down, delete 16, 5, 6, 27, 8, and 26.
So this deletes those particular provisions, you're saying? Okay. All right.
The first word delete and the last number 26 again amends because it has to do with adding in administrative funds for grants or reporting.
Okay. Is there discussion to the A18-1030 amendment?
Could Representative Loon repeat all of that?
No.
All right. Representative Loon renews her motion to adopt the A18-1030 amendment. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. The A18-1030 amendment is adopted. Representative Loon.
All right. Mr. Chair, I would move the A18-1032. Amendment.
Representative Loon moves the A18-1032 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This article references the nutrition article and sort of what we refer to as the anti-school lunch shaming provision. And so this amendment would actually restore language which was in the House bill, referencing that a child with a school lunch debt could not be prohibited from participating in school activities, and restores some specific references to those activities: field trips, athletics, activity clubs, extracurricular activities, or access to materials, technology, or other items provided to students. And this is number 25 on the governor's list.
Is there discussion to the A18-1032 amendment? See no discussion. All in favor of that amendment, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. The A18-1032 amendment is adopted. Representative Loon.
Mr. Chair, I would move the A18-1028 amendment.
Representative Loon moves the A18-1028 amendment.
All right, so, Mr. Chair, on the amendment lines 1.3 to 1.5, those lines refer to a section that we had in the teacher code of conduct. It would move an offense of embezzlement of public funds of over $2,500 to a, if someone had committed such an offense, it would be an item that the licensing board could consider for disqualification of a license, but would not make it a mandatory revocation or denial of license. The next portion of the amendment changes the effective date for Pelsby rulemaking and the temporary rules. So the article currently has September, and we're pushing that out 1 month to October. 24. And that is 22 and 23.
All right.
And 24.
Any discussion to the A18-1028 amendment? See no discussion. All in favor of that amendment, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion reveals the A18-1028 amendment is adopted. Representative Loon.
All right, I would move the A18-1026 amendment.
Not sure if we have that amendment, Representative Loon. A18-1026. Oops, we've got to distribute the aid.
I can move on to another amendment while that's distributed.
Okay, why don't you move on to another amendment while we're distributing that?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Maybe I've gone through them all. Oh. Actually, I think I've done them all except for that one, Mr. Chair.
Representative Loon.
I think.
No, we haven't done that one yet.
Representative Loon, we have the A26 amendment now. Would you like to move that?
Yes.
Representative Loon moves the A18-1026 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this amendment would delete the definition of teacher for the School Readiness Plus program, and that is item 10 on the governor's list.
All right. Is there a discussion of the A18-1026 amendment? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of the A18-1026 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The A18-1026 amendment is adopted. Representative Loon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move the A18-1029.
Representative Loon moves the A18-1029 amendment. Representative Loon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment would restore some fund transfers for three Actually, there's four school districts that would be allowed to do a transfer from their community education fund. The first listed here is actually in the articles. The other three are not. So the three for the are Ivanhoe, Minneapolis School District, and Hopkins School District. These items, as indicated to me, in some manner are important to the department and to these school districts, Minneapolis in particular, of the three that we would be adding. And so I would offer this up for the committee's consideration.
Okay, Representative
Loon. And number 19 on the list, I'm sorry.
Okay, Representative Loon moves the A18-1029 amendment. Is there a discussion to that amendment? All right. See no discussion. All in favor of the A18-1029 amendment, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. The A18-1029 amendment is adopted. Any more amendments, Representative Loon?
I think we have two oral amendments, Mr. Chair, or I have two oral amendments.
All right. Please state your oral amendment.
Mr. Chair, the first oral amendment would be in Article 39, Section 4. And this references the kindergarten readiness assessment. It's number 17 on the governor's list.
All right.
And I would propose that Article 39, Section 4 language be stricken from the article.
Okay.
Sorry, what was that? I didn't hear that. Okay.
Representative Loon moves to strike from the education article Article 39, Section 4. Is there discussion to that oral amendment? See no discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion prevails. The Loon oral amendment to strike Section 4 of Article 39 is adopted. Any other amendments, Representative Loon?
One last amendment, Mr. Chair. It's number 28 on the list from the governor. It's and so I would move to strike. It references increasing the number of audits of school districts. It's Article 34, Section 18, and I would move to strike that Article 34, Section 18 from the bill.
Representative Loon moves to strike Article 34, Section 18 of the education article. Is there a discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of the Loon motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Loon motion is adopted. Thank you, Representative Loon. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Loon, how about the Article 33, Section 1, the threat assessments? Did we get that, number 18 on the governor's?
No, Madam Chair.
Okay, that is something that needs revision. And also 21, services provided before dismissal, Article 35, Section 27.
Madam Chair, we were not able to come to an agreement on that language.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Rosen, I guess, can I ask, I guess Senator Rosen, before I recognize you, can I ask Representative Loon to describe what's in those articles? I guess, Representative Loon, can you tell us about what is in those particular articles that Senator Rosen referenced?
Yes, Mr. Chair. So the first, number 18 on the list, has to do with the threat assessment or safety assessment language that's in the bill. And there was a proposal of language regarding district suicide policy or protocol, including immediate intervention and staff staying with a student until assistance arrives, and There was concern by some of the chairs about exactly how this would be carried out and how that would affect schools' policies. We're not certain that schools are they don't appear to be mandated to have a specific protocol or policy on this, on suicide, students incurring suicidal situations.
Representative Loon, do you know what objection the department or the administration might have had to any of this language?
Well,
Senator Rosa.
Representative Loon, did they send you any revised language for this section 33?
No, just this.
Representative Loon, did they send you any suggestions on how to have this this portion more acceptable?
No. Maybe we should take a short recess. To have a word with you about this.
Okay. Tell you what. Let's Senator Rosen. Let's come back to this perhaps later. Senator Rosen has another question. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And so Representative Loon, number 21 on the governor's portion here, Article 35, Section 27, the services provided before dismissal. Was there language that was suggested from the governor?
Representative Loon.
Yes. Senator Rosen, the language right now in the article says that schools must consider alternative services or non-exclusionary procedures before dismissal. This would mandate use of those before dismissal. And this language was carefully vetted with members of the education community, in particular the school principals. And so we did not feel comfortable making this change.
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And while we are discussing these two issues, I'd like to make a motion that the conference committee will meet past midnight.
Senator Rosen moves that the conference committee can meet past midnight. Of course, under the rules, we can only meet till 1 a.m., but we need to pass a motion to meet past midnight. And I would concur with Senator Rosen's motion and urge people to vote for it. All in favor of the Rosen motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen motion is adopted. All right, if we're done with the education article, I know that there is a environment amendment that we can take up. So if the environment chairs would come forward. Uh, people listening and conference committee members will recall that earlier we had a amendment that Senator Kiffmeyer had offered regarding voter registration information on the DNR, and then was alerted to the fact that there was some more another amendment coming that dealt with this and some other items, and she withdrew her motion. And we have a amendment now that is coming forward that deals with this, but also deals with a number of other environment issues that need to be addressed. And so I guess Senator Kiffmeyer, would you like to offer the A-177 amendment that contains that voter registration fix as well as other items, or else I can if you wish me to?
No, Mr. Chair. I'm glad to move the A-117.
Well, I wanted to recognize Senator Kiffmeyer because she had offered the amendment before, and so I thought it was her place to offer it.
Thank you very much.
I got one thing.
No, it's
okay.
Fine.
Senator Kiffmeyer offers the A-177 amendment, and we have Representative Fabian and Senator Ingebrigtsen, who I guess I will ask whoever wants to start first to go through and explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative
this,
Fabian.
This amendment is the amendment that Senator Ingebrigtsen and I and staff have been working on. We have full agreement with the agencies, DNR and MPCA, Bowser and the language that's here. I would ask that we did make one mistake. I would ask that someone on the committee would move on page 2, line 2.12, 2.13, and 2.14 be deleted from the amendment. And if need be, Mr. Knopf or Ms. Taylor can make sure that we get that wording correct. But this is all agreed to, okay? Scout's honor.
Okay. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move that page 2, line 12 through 14 is deleted.
Okay. Is there discussion to that Rosen oral amendment, page 2, delete lines 12 through 14? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the Rosen oral amendment, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. The Rosen oral amendment is adopted. Okay. Representative Fabian.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm comfortable with you just accepting the amendment.
Well, let's see. Representative Fabian or Senator Ingebrigtsen or staff, I know that there were some other policy issues that the administration had concerns about that I think this amendment also deals with. Could you talk about those and what's in the amendment to deal with them?
The section, Mr. Chair, I don't have the other worksheet. Maybe Ms. Taylor or Mr. Knopf can run through it real quickly. I just have the amendment, Mr. Chair.
All right. Mr. Knopf.
You're it. Mr. Chair, members, one of the provisions you did not adopt earlier was page 49, delete section 45, and that's included here. And that's the soil loss limits. Also page 51, sections 48 and 49. And those deal with irrigation and water permits. You did already delete 64 on the bottom of that page. And Mr. Chair members, the sugar beet storage is as Representative Fabian mentioned earlier. The new language there that's been agreed to by the agency. You've got some language. You also did do on 2.15. You did 69 through 71 on page 67. This is dealing with the capital assistance program, and this is consistent with the agreement with the agency to make the changes through 2.26. 2.27 deals with the 3M thing. These are just some fairly technical things to change some dates and to use a definition of municipalities. And then on the top of page 3, you did not do page 73, lines 30 to 31,
and that is dealing with, yeah, that's just dealing with the cities again. Excuse me. Oh, that's dealing with the, three M stuff again. Mr. Chair, sections 84 and 85 on page 74, were not deleted. Those are one's a permit fee provision and one is a section that's already been enacted into law. And then on page 82, you deleted section 99. This has 98, and I'm assuming maybe you want to do both. I'm not sure. 99 deals with the Metropolitan Solid Waste Plan and the rulemaking provision, and that was deleted. This one also deletes section 98, which is basically that one's already been enacted also. And then so this would delete an already enacted section. And then on page 84, you have sections. You deleted sections 101, but not 100. And 100 deals with something else that's been already enacted. It deals with the Metropolitan Solid Waste Grants. And then on page 85, section 102, implementation waivers for the buffer law is in here. You did the lakes part on 3.7, but the others and the one right above it is just technical. You did not do 96, page 96, section 125, and that's dealing with the demolition debris landfills. You did do 97, then all the rest of those are the wild rice provisions that you've already done. 3.10 through 3.13, at least through the 132. You did not do it. And the last part of the amendment, it just replaces some provisions dealing with the Ag BMP loan program for drainage authorities. And what this does is it deletes sections 1 and 2 from that article and then replaces it with three sections that both the House and Senate have passed in their agriculture policy bills. And it replaces them with those to make them consistent with that bill. And, Mr. Chair, that should be the end of the amendments. Yes, it goes all the way through page 6, line 20.
All right. Is there discussion to the A-177 amendment? Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And, actually, this question is for Senator Kiffmeyer. Senator Kiffmeyer, you had previously offered the A-150 amendment for the voter registration information, and I see that there is on the new amendment that was just offered on page 1, line 13. Is this appropriate for you? Is this what you were asking for?
Yes, Madam Chair. It's basically the same way to accomplish, two different ways to accomplish the same thing. So I had done, which I had received actually from the House, the entire language on a amendment, a replacement section. The way this has been done is taking the specific language and dealing with it in that way. They both accomplish the same purpose, which is to give flexibility.